Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Morgan Wade on the Bobbycast tomorrow. Big fan of her. On your podcast today, 4 Things with Amy Brown. What's up?
Yeah, I have Jenny Allen on. She's an author, and she wrote a whole book on like friendships and building deep connection with people. And I love it because so many people are lonely right now. Like, even if you feel connected, maybe think of you because you feel so connected to people through your phone. But like, you need actual human connection.
I wish all you could feel what I feel through my phone. You know how some people are like, I just wish you could feel love like I do. I wish you could feel through your phone what I feel through my phone.
Yeah, I know. I know it's like I thought of you sometimes when we were talking about like friendships, but yeah, it's the impact of loneliness and like the effect it can have on your body. So thank goodness you have Caitlin.
Let's go and check out 4 Things with Amy Brown this week.
Yeah.
There you go. A study shows that melatonin use is rising, and here's why. And sometimes I'll take ZQL if I can't sleep. I like ZQL for me, but I don't take it often. I don't take anything anymore because it – even if something is hopping in to make you sleep, it's disrupting the pattern of your sleep. Sometimes it's forced. If I'm not getting any sleep at all, I'm getting sick, I need something to force me to go to sleep. But I used to take it every night, and I needed it every night. And maybe because that's how my mind and my body works, I need it every night, or I don't need it at all. And I can't touch it, or then I do it every night.
Yeah.
And not just for this, for everything.
Yeah,
that's you.
But the use of melatonin by adults is on the rise. Morgan, you use melatonin?
Yes, I use 2 gummies every night.
And do you feel like it works for you?
Oh, it works great. But now recently I've been like super nauseous and dizzy. And I'm like, is it because I have too much melatonin every day? Like, is that a reason for that?
Probably not. I think if you were taking 4 or 5 when you usually take 2, you might feel sick.
But like I've been taking two gummies for like a year now every day.
That's why I don't think you're getting sick on it now. If it was new to your body, and again, I'm an expert at this. I'm a doctor.
For sure.
If it were new to your body, at least my experience is I don't have those symptoms if it's something I'm already doing a lot. Mm-hmm. But if you were to scale back or forward, your body's reacting in a way of, I'm not used to this, so let me do some things to short circuit.
So like if I try and stop taking them,
you could have some sort of withdrawal, or you couldn't sleep. I'm not sure. But I stopped and I struggled sleeping. And I go in and out of having trouble. I've been sleeping pretty good. I slept like dog last night.
Oh, nice. That was so close.
I don't curse.
Have you done it yet?
What?
Curse?
No, but I told you when that cop got behind me, I almost did.
What'd you almost say? The S?
F? Oh. No, S. Oh. No, F.
Fudge.
F.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said it, but
I mean, I'm probably like 4 years in and not saying a bad word.
Impressive.
I'm about 1 year into saying bad words, and it's kind of cool.
Back in the day, dude, we were like sailors.
Yeah. I just don't want to. I don't want it to accidentally come out when I'm on the air, which I never had a problem, right, even when I did curse. And I don't want to have to think in it and then go, well, what could I substitute for that? Or I'm writing a joke or something.
Yeah.
But at this point, who cares?
Yeah. Hey, that melatonin, back to that real quick. Do you ever oversleep because you took melatonin?
I could see where some people would, but for me, it never affected me like that. The only thing that it would have, I sometimes, when I took melatonin pills, never with ZQL, but with melatonin pills, I would be a little groggy sometimes.
Oh.
I like the ZQL. They have melatonin in them, but I don't think they're hardcore.
Yeah, it's not a high amount, and they have other things in there, because that's the only thing I can take. If I take straight melatonin and too much of it, I'm awake. It has the opposite effect on me.
Are you sure that's you know what we have at the house now?
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine water.
Okay. Caffeinated water?
Yes.
Huh.
Where do you get
When you
that?
Said that you're awake, it reminded me.
You're like, you sure you took the right
Caitlin
pill?
Caitlin found it online.
Yeah.
Because I try to find some caffeine that isn't hidden amongst other bad. Like Red Bull, a lot of chemicals in Red Bull.
Oh, gosh.
And I like the taste of Red Bull, but I know Red Bull from every day for me is not good. It's not the healthiest decision I can make. So she's like, hey, we should try this caffeine water. And so we got it yesterday afternoon.
And?
And I wanted to taste it last night, but I was scared. I don't want to be up all night.
So that would actually
I haven't forgotten about it. I've forgotten about it.
Oh.
So I'm going to try it probably, I don't know, maybe when I get home.
Okay.
But it has, I wish I knew how much caffeine was a lot of caffeine.
I wonder if it tastes different.
She said,
let us know.
She said it tastes like water, but in the way that, you know how some water tastes bad? Like Evian water to me tastes like cat's butt. I never had cat's butt, but it's what I expect cat's butt to taste like.
Yeah,
it's
I wonder what that's bad. Like.
I hate Evian water.
Amy knows what cat's butt tastes like.
Oh, I thought you found the water, not the cat's butt.
I was talking about cat's butt.
But she said it's like that. It's just a different, slight different taste of the water.
Okay.
More than it tastes different. But we drink a lot of Propel.
Well, that has flavor.
It has flavor, and that's what makes me drink more water. I'm like,
so you get electrolytes.
She's treating me like an 8-year-old.
Right.
She's like, okay, we're going to drink more water. I'm going to get you flavors. Yes, it has electrolytes in it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But melatonin, adults are taking it. The recommended dose is 5 milligrams.
Oh, see, if I took 5, no way would I sleep.
What do you take, Morgan? Do you know how many milligrams?
No, but I can look it up, the gummies that I take.
That story's from thehill.com.
Oh.
When you say gummies, it just feels like a difference.
Like CBD or
California gummies.
It's not even CBD.
Las Vegas gummies.
But some of those
THC.
Yeah, but like when I have been legally in Colorado and taken one, they keep me up. They don't work on me. Something in my chemical
Which one,
makeup.
The gummy gummies?
The gummy gummies.
Gummy gummies. They make you hungry?
Nope.
They make you laugh?
Nope. But they don't make me sleep.
So here's something they found on Facebook. Rachel on Facebook writes, I'm getting married in the fall, and I plan to ask 4 of my closest friends to be bridesmaids. One of the women I've known my whole life, and I don't think twice about including her. Didn't think twice about including her. The problem is she's around 5 feet tall, and the rest of us are much taller. I don't think it's a big deal, but my mom has been insistent about me not including her. She says my friends will stand out and look weird in the pictures.
What are we?
I've pushed back on the idea, but my mom isn't letting it go. What should I do? First of all, not listen to your mom.
Yeah, what is she thinking?
Oh, I feel like something's going on with your mom.
Yeah, that stinks. I think maybe her mom is living vicariously through her wedding, though, too.
Oh, wow.
Like, and also, what?
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of Raymundo, though.
What?
Because Ray went to a wedding. Were you in the bridal party?
Yeah. Groom's party or whatever. But yeah, same thing. In Mexico. And Billy apparently had a bunch of NBA basketball players that were his friends. They were all 7-footers. I was like 5'6", chilling there in loafers.
They probably seemed like 7-footers, but they were just
normal. Yeah, probably like 5'11".
Well, and all the bridesmaids, too, they dominated me. They were in heels.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a foot on me.
But so, they still invited him, though.
So, but you were in the picture.
But then Ray wanted to be cut out, right?
I've recently got the pictures. They're bad. I was like, in person, it was awkward.
Do you have it now?
Yeah, I can text you guys it.
Can we text it to me?
Yeah, all of us, please.
Send it. Group
Just
text.
Do it to me first.
All right, I'll send it to Bones.
Let me see first.
It's bad. No,
is it weird that you look so short?
I mean, as it was going on, the father of the groom, he was there. He's like, oh my gosh, dude, you got to Photoshop this guy out. People were telling me.
Or put you on a box.
How bad it was.
Oh, how funny would that be? They put Ray on an apple crate.
But see it, but they show the crate.
Oh, you really want to.
Humiliated. No, just put him in the back.
I'm sending this to Bones.
Okay.
I'll check the picture whenever you get there.
Maybe it's, you know, dysmorphia. Like, Ray sees it worse than it is. Like, Bobby, tell us the truth. Is it bad?
Yeah. I have it. Let's see.
Okay.
And he's still listed on my phone as Ray Ray, which was his nickname before Raymundo.
Oh, Oh my gosh.
Ray, you think you're changing nicknames anytime soon?
Yeah, probably to Dad in the next couple of years.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad. Just call Sizzin. He's trying so hard for Sizzin.
Ray, you look like on the Wizard of Oz. Oompa Loompa. I mean,
no,
he does.
No, the Munchkins. The Munchkins.
Because everybody, Ray's the shortest person in this picture.
I told
even
you.
Even shorter than the women.
Okay.
All the women. No, no, I know.
It's
but
not.
It looks like they let their little 12-year-old cousin in the picture. And it's not because because you're tiny. It's because
wow. It does.
All right, Ray, send it.
You got the whole party looking great, the Mexican sunset looking good, and then me.
Ray's nose goes up to about the guy's shoulder. That's the next shortest person. Do you want to see it, Amy?
Yes.
Here,
look, send it, Ray.
Send it.
I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. I feel good about just being able to see it myself.
Well, of course you do. Oh, that's not, Amy's not there.
Now, what do you see?
He's the shortest person, including with, yes, like you said, with the girls.
He's at the very end,
so it's just like.
Oh, they stuck the short guy out there.
Put him in the middle.
Yeah,
they
could have
been like, stock market. No.
Looks like a valley.
Wow. That sucks.
You know,
Ray.
How Bobby, sometimes you do the tippy toes, like
no,
in pictures.
I don't know anything about that.
You do. Pictures with, you're taking a picture with an artist.
You always have to be the tallest one.
It's like you casually lift up. Like Ray didn't even try to lift.
It wouldn't have helped.
He just.
Still waiting, Ray.
Yeah.
I just sent it to Bones and Aim.
Yeah. You sent it to Amy
too. Excuse me.
I knew Amy'd see it on your phone.
Let's see here.
It's. Yeah.
It's a real nice setting, though.
It's very pretty.
What a beautiful venue.
You look nice.
Holy crap.
Now I know what the listeners go through.
Yeah, when you can't see
it. You're like, oh, you guys talking about all these inside things.
You can't see
stupid.
It.
I'm turning it off.
Yeah, why wouldn't
I'm out.
Eddie shuts down the podcast. Hey, Ray, I hear that you and your wife is letting you bet again.
Yeah. She has an account on her phone, a little app, and then I'll give her advice. I mean, she's really the main one that does it, but I'll be like, hey, you should go +7. Try that. But it's a couple's account.
So you're betting through her.
I mean, yeah, we do it together. She's like, what do you think about this? And then we do it together.
She approaches you and goes, what do you think about this game?
No.
She's like, hey, it's Dayton versus Toledo, hun. What do you think about the -3?
Okay.
No, she's been crushing it. She killed Toledo, or what's the kill guy's name?
What?
Tariq. She killed
Tyreek
him.
Hill?
Yeah. First touchdown, she dominated that one. Then she did Niners plus. I mean,
hit the first touchdown?
Yeah. And we thought it was Hardman at first. We're like, oh my gosh, you lost. And she's like, oh my gosh, no, it's Tyreek. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's a tough one. Let's I hit one go. And showed Eddie last week.
It's nice.
And it's hard. They're hard because you're just betting
it
who
could
scores
be anyone.
The first touchdown. And so I was just, I don't even know who I bet. But I was on. It was one of those weird weekends where you just don't miss. And Eddie's like, who'd you bet here? And I said, no, yeah, look, I just hit the first touchdown. It was like 10-1 odds. But DraftKings, promo code BONES.
Yeah. Okay, let's activate mine, and then y'all tell me what to do.
Let us? Who's us? You have a Monster Pocket?
Yeah, because...
If you activate and get it going, we'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But you've got to set up your account. You got to put your card on there.
But last time I got the wrong... I downloaded the wrong app.
Amy, let me tell you something. What? You make your own decisions because you're as good as anyone else.
Nuh-uh, Bobby wins all the time.
No. He only talks about when he wins.
That's not true.
Bobby, I don't hear bets from Bobby for about 2 weeks.
That's all.
And then all of a sudden I get a text of a winner. I want to see all your losers.
That's not true. I tell you all the time when I don't hit.
Just,
and you know that's true. I tell you all the time, don't bet this. I lost this game.
So there's different... So DraftKings.
DraftKings.
Here, let me look.
DraftKings, I want the very specific exact one.
What? People love to come on and say, I won
but
so
I
d- much
but
money.
But I also say that. Like,
yes.
Anybody that only talks about their wins, they're
Draft
probably
losing a lot. DraftKings Sportsbook.
Here we go. You want to see my last 5
See,
bets?
Because last time I accidentally downed it.
No, your last 30.
But here's the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's the last 10. You want
last,
the last
10, 10? Yeah.
Okay, right. I can show them to you if you want
to. Just read them out.
Arkansas -10.5 last
Juan.
Night. One. Cincinnati Bengals, money line.
One. They're going to Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford interceptions over 0.5. One. Joe Mixon yards receiving lost. I lost $25.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers +3.5.
One. 3 out of 5.
Cincinnati +7.
4 out of 5.
One. I lost a 5-pick parlay with Arkansas, Auburn, Iowa State, LSU, Duke because I think LSU lost the first game.
Yeah. Those are risky though. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas -4. One. The game before that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, money line, when they dropped so many points. No.
Lost.
Money line, cashed out, I won. I can show it to you.
Cashed out? How much did you cash out for?
I don't know. It just says cashed out. I can probably look and see.
So that's a loss. That's a loss. That was an insurance
cash
out.
Cashed out is when you made money. I don't cash out because I'm losing. I cashed out because I don't want to lose anymore.
but you weren't sure, so you didn't finish the bet. That's a void. Hey, Bones, that's a void one.
That's me winning money. Okay, you just suck.
So I have to turn my location on?
Amy, all I'm saying is you make the bets. You're fine. You're going to win as much as anyone else.
That's not true. You could.
Like Super Bowl. I love hearing people talk about the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. There's going to be no doubt the Rams are going to be. You, no one knows. No one knows anything. And then when everyone loses their money, they're like, wow, nobody saw that coming. Well, that's sports for you. No one ever knows anything coming.
It sounds like a loser talking.
What do you mean?
You're talking like a loser.
No, I'm saying anyone has a chance to win money.
Yeah.
What's my username?
In the lottery, too, the lunchbox plays. Yeah. Anyone has
correct.
A chance.
Correct.
Okay.
And does see, it matter here, my
here's
username?
What's Eddie's problem.
I started with 200 bucks in this account.
I know. That's pretty amazing. How much do you have now?
Thousands. 3,000.
Does it matter my username?
Because I started with $200 Amy, over a year
up.
And a half ago.
Something you're going to remember.
And I never spend a dime. I don't spend
big
it.
Big baller Amy.
And when I get below my 200, I'll be like, oh, crap, probably going to stop.
Are you done done?
Probably.
Wow, I couldn't do that.
It also depends if DraftKings is still a sponsor.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm.
What's your username?
I'm not going to say.
What's right, your password?
We can't message you on it.
Okay, I'm manifesting with my username, and it's going to be Amy Makes Money.
Oh, my God. Oh,
do you have to report your earnings?
Trust me, you're not going to have to report your earnings.
No,
but the answer is yes.
But if you do hit
I'm
a big
gonna,
one,
I'm
you
gonna
do.
Make so much money.
Okay,
just curious because it says it looks like you've already have a DraftKings account with this email address.
Oh,
hey, when that happened,
you must have set one up already.
I did. Yeah. Remember?
Amy went to the doctor and they told her she is a pleasant 40-year-old female.
So they have these new online portals. So I had to go see a cardiologist, and when they said they had uploaded new info for my labs, my blood work, and so I log in, and it has this whole paragraph describing me, and it says, Amy is a pleasant 40-year-old female. That's how it started off, and I was like...
Were you a new client, a new patient?
Well, I just thought, did they do that if the patient's pleasant, but if it's like the patient, they wouldn't, because you can log on, but it's not like they'd be like, Amy's a grumpy 40-year-old, or did they leave it plain? Like, why did they describe me as pleasant?
Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode about that where the doctor, like, listed Elaine as something and she wanted it changed? It was, like, the first line of it.
Oh. I don't remember that.
No. Morgan, you'll see it eventually.
Okay.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, let us know when you get to that episode. But anyway, I thought it was...
Pleasant?
It made me feel good about my demeanor at the doctor.
I don't know that I'd
doctor.
Want to be pleasant. I don't... Pleasant's, like, solid.
Pleasant's
pleasant.
Good.
Pleasant's like fine. Pleasant, slightly positive.
What are you looking for?
Dynamic.
Oh.
Hilarious.
At your doctor's appointment?
Yeah, sometimes I probably make jokes when it's too serious of a situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I always look for humor to diffuse.
What you got there in your hand, buddy?
Well, this is the ball we rolled yesterday, and Eddie won $100.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Except Eddie won the money and was pumped. It was pumped all after. And I was a little sad. I didn't want to give away $100. I didn't think anyone would win. That being said, you left $100 up here all day yesterday.
I realized that when I got home.
I mean... Unbelievable. Like, well, it's just like, I mean, when did $100 become to you? Like, I'll just leave it here. No big deal.
I trust you guys. This is my workplace. Like, but the one time we thought money was missing, remember Bobby's had $100 on your desk and we're like, oh my gosh, who stole the money? Turns out no one stole the money. We can trust each other here.
But you still just, I mean, you were acting like you were going crazy. And then you just left it.
It was under my papers. I forgot it.
I give you guys a chance to win this rest of this money.
How much is that?
40, 60, 80 bucks. No, 60 bucks. Why is there more missing?
I'll take 80.
You gave 40.
No, 20. I don't know. Somebody stole it again.
You gave me 20 the other day.
Oh, yeah. Amy hit.
I hit. I won. I said four. You said four.
We'll play one more round of this. Big money.
Well, what else you got?
Big money ball.
What else you got in there?
Big money, honey.
He said none of your business. If you hit it, I'll give you $100 again.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Hey, Mike. What we talked about yesterday. Do I change or do I stay?
Amy.
What?
Go.
Just stay.
42.
53. Mike.
91.
99. Oh, Mike! Oh, that's what I told Mike. I'm like, if I change, I'm going to go to 99.
Hold on. Don't say it yet. Lunchbox tossed out. It wouldn't have been the same
turn?
For you. Lunchbox, ready? 1, 2, 3,
49.
Eddie, come on. Don't tell me what you're going to do yet.
You know what I'm going to do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, it's 21.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 21. 99.
Are you joking?
Mike,
look.
Are you
come
joking?
Look.
Mike, you son of a...
Come look. Swear to God.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Is that 66?
No, it's 99 because the dot's by the 9.
Unbelievable. Oh. Are you kidding me?
I thought when you were going to say, I was praying to God you weren't going to go.
That would have been amazing. Two days in a row. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Morgan, hold on. Don't say it yet.
Go 21.
Hold on.
It's just the way the dice is falling.
It hasn't stopped rolling yet. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 72.
21. Why don't you tell me to do that?
Wait, were we going
to
pick 72?
The worst
Ray.
Better ever.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 54. 21. Scuba Steve, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 17.
17.
Abby, ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 52.
29.
All right, nobody won today.
Gosh, I could have.
Yeah, so could have I if I'd have guessed whatever.
Stop
it,
Lunch. You weren't even close. What? I said it was either 21 or 99, and it was 99. You gotta be, you can't, why can't you just admit that was cool?
That was
and
pretty
close.
Cool. You didn't win, but that's pretty cool, because you were gonna do that or that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and if my aunt
okay.
had balls, she'd be your uncle.
Yeah,
no, you should have let him finish.
If my aunt had a horse, it'd be beating
the
dead one.
I didn't know if I could say it, but I mean, I'm like,
what, Amy?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about DraftKings, it's fine. I just didn't know, are we done with betting? Because the what do we bet on after the Super Bowl?
Oh, trust
me. College basketball?
There's golf.
European
Madness?
Basketball.
Okay.
For you and
dog
for
races,
us, it will go, it'll go
we're
Super
a team
Bowl.
Now. I'll well, give you a cut.
Bones, don't do that.
It'll go Super Bowl. Then it goes college basketball, like March Madness.
Mm-hmm. NBA, too, while that's going on.
You probably don't want to bet NBA.
It's crazy. Don't do it.
March
it's
Madness.
A waste of money.
Then you could do, really, for you, probably nothing until you maybe want to bet, make a finals bet. But then college football comes back.
Okay.
Guys, you can also do Winter Olympics right now. That's really cool.
Oh, I haven't thought about betting.
That's really cool.
Is it an option?
Yes. Absolutely, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, curling was last night.
Ray's getting a
boner
over there.
Did you bet on curling?
Yes, and I lost.
Eddie,
U.S. blew it.
The mixed doubles?
The mixed doubles.
Oh, we're 1-2. We're struggling.
Oh, my gosh. Italy screwed up. Did a foul, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is it. We're going to win this.
You were betting on curling?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Or concerning.
No, the whole family was involved. It was great.
See,
oh, okay.
No, I don't take their money. I know what you're going to ask. I don't. No.
Daddy's like, all right, kids.
Pitch in.
Help feed daddy's habit.
I don't see the Olympics on here right now. I see.
That's because they're sleeping right now.
Oh, I do see curling. Wow.
It doesn't start till, gosh, what, 7 p.m.? And that's like early in the morning over there.
I see darts. And there's Premier
Is
League
it live?
Darts. Today at 1:15 p.m., I can bet Johnny Clayton against Joe Cullen.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those guys. Never heard of them.
You know what? I'm going to put $50 on Joe Cullen.
Let's go.
Plus 1.5.
All right, the underdog.
Hey, Ray, will you keep track of this for me?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Joe Cullen plays Premier League darts today, and I need him at plus 1.5. I don't know what that means, though.
What do you mean?
What's 1.5?
Oh, score? The scoring system? I have no idea.
We're rooting for Joe Cullen, though. You ever see foreign darts? They go crazy in those places.
Mm-mm.
Those dart throwers. They're superstars.
Is it like where they're so good, it's just bullseye, 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 whoever misses the bullseye loses?
No.
Okay.
They shoot for that 20. They shoot for all kinds of stuff.
Because curling was amazing last night.
Yeah.
Like, they just can control that whatever, that stone from far away. It's amazing. So impressive.
All right, we're going to go. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you tomorrow. Kane Brown will be on tomorrow's radio show. Thank you, guys. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past, because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much, because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on kindsnacks.com today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.